And now, Tales from the Tech Bench with Max and Anthony.
Santa was at his bench, checking his list of naughty and nice.
All right, I'm going to look at my list. Naughty, 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 nice? No, naughty. Oh, ho, ho. Naughty and nice. Ho, ho, ho.
Santa!
Oh!
Did you check our stock of cell phones for Christmas?
Oh, hello, Comet. I was just looking at my list. I haven't looked at the phones yet. Where are we at with those?
Santa, we've got two flip phones and a jitterbug. Last time I checked, the kids don't want these stupid big button phones. And if you don't get them what they want, they're probably going to poison your milk and cookies.
Well, that's not nice at all. Let's get the reindeer and go pick up some things we need. Oh, Dasher! Dancer!
Dasher is coming down from some killer weed he smoked earlier, and Dancer is at that club working her side hustle.
Oh, Prancer? Oh, Vixen?
I saw Prancer doing some X, so who knows where he is, and Vixen is with her new man. She's such a slut. You know, she's always hoeing it out with her music blasting next door. It's so annoying.
Oh, Comet. If you weren't such a bitch all the time, you might just have some fun.
Seriously, Santa? Screw you. I am so done.
Oh, ho, ho. Santa needs some snow. Christmas is becoming such a drag.
As Santa was drinking his special holiday eggnog, he remembered an old friend who might be able to help.
Oh, ho, ho! I know who I can ask. Anybody home?
What do you want?
How's my old brother, Saint Nick?
You know what, Claus? Getting old ain't easy. I remember when I could smoke 2 packs a day, go for a 5-mile jog, chain smoking the whole way. They call me Saint Nicotine. I was a legend. Now I sit around and play my flight simulator all day. I got a cool mod that lets you play as a sled, and you can do anywhere from like 2 to 10 reindeer at once. Let me show you this handlebar yoke I got.
I don't have time for that right now. I do need to ask you something. Do you still have that stash of cool gifts we had left over from lockdown during COVID?
You know, I kept them for a while, but some damn green guy from Whoville came in the night and stole the stash right out of my shed. Fucking asshole. I know because I got him on camera. Nobody can find him, though. I think he took the stash of presents and skipped town.
Oh, your computer is filthy. You should take it to those boys at the tech bench and get it cleaned.
Last time I checked, I didn't owe you anything. Fuck off, Claus! Get out of my house!
Ho, ho, ho! He's always had some issues.
Jolly fucking asshole.
Santa was out of ideas, so he went back to his workshop to clear his head.
What am I going to do? I just don't know how I'm going to get good gifts for everybody by Christmas. Oh, this is good snow! Whoa! Who are you guys?
Hey, Santa, we're Max and Anthony from Tales from the Tech Bench.
Holy shit! I must be tripping balls!
Probably, Santa. That's okay. I think we know how to save Christmas.
Yeah, it's gonna be all right, Santa. Just come with us.
Oh, fuck it. I got nothing to lose. Let's see what you got.
It's right in here, Santa.
Oh, my goodness, boys. Think you've done it? It's a ho-ho hoarder house. Christmas is saved! Yeah!
Whoa, okay, we're back for another episode of Tales from the Tech Bench. That was insane.
That was insane.
And amazing.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I kind of have the sniffles. I don't know what that's from. Ooh.
My lungs hurt too.
Dude, Santa Claus was crazy. Let's start with the question that everybody asks. Obviously, after hearing that, do you believe in Santa Claus?
Of course I do.
Of course.
Why wouldn't I?
All right, Cass, do you believe in Santa Claus?
Oh, I found out at a very young age. I figured it out.
Did you? You figured out he was real and that he actually he owed your dad money, so you had to go bust his kneecap? Santa!
You know, it's fun experiencing the whether Santa is real or not from a child's perspective when you're growing up. Now that I'm an adult with my own kids, it's fun to experience that perspective, too.
Was the dude real? Like, was there actually a Saint Claus, or was that all made up? Like,
well, that's an Anthony question.
I know it's
isn't
based on a saint,
there?
Right? Yeah. Hey, Mr. Trivia.
Yeah, it is. It's based off a true person. I don't know the full history of it, but it definitely started with a real person.
Yeah,
you know what? You know, it'd be ironic as if that dude, the real person, was a total asshole. If didn't like to give gifts. Like, did he give gifts? Like, I don't fucking.
Well, know. he was a monk, I believe.
Oh, he was a monk. I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when or where, but the idea of Santa Claus in just general terms is. To be honest, is creepy to me.
Creepy? Why is it creepy?
He visits every house on Christmas, knows every child's name.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the part you're focused on. I'm still wondering.
He knows if you're naughty or nice.
How the fuck did you get in here? I came down your chimney. Yeah, right, motherfucker.
You came down what?
No way.
I'm sure it started with almost kind of what it is today in terms of gifts. I don't know if it was as glorified as it is today, but
you're right. Yeah. Santa might need to go on a list somewhere. That's pretty fucked up coming down on the chimneys.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right. So you said he's not real, Cass, obviously. We all probably believe he's not real, except for Anthony, who probably thinks he is real and some sort of crazy guy.
He's real in a historic way. Yeah.
When did you figure out that the guy who comes down your chimney and gives you presents isn't real? How'd you find out, Cass, when you were a kid? You said you did it when you were young. Were you like,
oh, gosh, yeah.
Dad, that's you. You fucker. I mean, you ruined it for me.
I wouldn't go to sleep, and I could hear my parent. My family would always wait until Christmas Eve. The kids would go to bed. We'd always get one gift on Christmas Eve, and typically it was like the pajamas that we wore to bed. And then they'd send us off to bed, and they'd think we were sleeping, and I could hear them putting out the presents, and I could tell the handwriting on the presents. And so now it's a huge joke in my family because my dad always buys himself his own gift for some odd reason because it's something he really wants and he thinks he's all sneaky. So he'll put, you know, to me from Santa. And so he always has one gift under the tree from Santa. But I figured it out.
And it's for him. And it's for him.
And he bought it. Yeah. He's
Santa guy. What? And then your mom's like, what the fuck? Why did you buy that? And you're like, I didn't buy it. Santa bought it for me.
Typically, it's something really terrible, too, yeah.
I told you not to get those. I didn't get it. Santa Claus.
Well, my dad would always play it up, too. Like, ooh, I wonder what it is. Like, really?
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was pretty. I never went. I remember peeking out my door and seeing them when they thought I was asleep. So I was kind of a sneaky kid that way.
How about you, Anthony? Santa Claus.
I don't remember when I found out. I just know that... I I don't remember the age I was when I found out, but I just know that I caught my mom in the act in terms of, like, her writing the two from little stickers on that go on the presents. And I saw her write from Santa, and I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't get heartbroken or anything. I just was like, oh, well, okay. It wasn't a big shock to me at all. Like, I wasn't super involved in like watching his like the movies. I wasn't in love with him. I wasn't like writing notes to him. I'm assuming a lot of kids do still. Right, notes to Santa.
Maybe I don't know if he's that big nowadays. I don't know if.
I mean, there's ways to do it. It's a lot of it's now digital, which is funny.
You guys, you know what I cared more about during that time growing up is I had a sibling and I wanted to get the better gift than him or the biggest gift. Like, it was a rivalry that I just had with him. And one year, I got this really cool, like, dollhouse, and it was a huge gift. I'm like, yes, I finally made out better this year.
I can beat you, bitch!
He got this little tiny box, and I was like, oh, it's nothing or whatever, you know? I win! Yeah, heck yeah!
Well, it was a car key.
Frickin' box, no. It was a horn for his brand new bike.
Oh.
So mad. Yeah, it was hidden in the garage.
My brother and I were being a year apart. We always would get like the same gift, but just like a little bit different color. Like we were almost twins. Like we would one year I remember getting like a dresser, a small TV, I got an Xbox, and he got a PlayStation, and that kind of started our still continuous, you know, rivalry from Sony to Xbox. Which I now don't play consoles anymore, so I guess he won. But yeah, we always got like the same things. When he got a bike, I got a bike. When he got something of some clothing, I got the same, just different color. And that kind of is like that still today, except we have different wants and needs.
Yeah, my brother never wanted Barbies.
Yeah, that'd have been awkward.
He took my Barbie and cut her hair. I was so mad.
Barbie's pretty popular nowadays. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I think the movie Barbie is like huge.
I haven't watched that.
Either. They're just really good though.
Don't lie.
What are you, Max? What about you?
What about me? Like, as far as Santa Claus, Claus.
Do you remember finding out?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't deal with my siblings because they're way older than me. But essentially, when it comes to that stuff, my parents put forth zero effort to try and do any Santa shit. They're like, ain't no Santa Claus. We're just going to do these presents and do some Christmas. And so from the start, there was no Santa for me. I didn't give a shit. Like, what did Santa bring? You know damn well last week you didn't give a shit about Santa. You told me there's no Santa, remember? Like, oh, okay, whatever. I'm like, okay, great.
Well, so, if you just play it cool. Be like, you know, I really want Santa to bring me this, 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 and this. And you're just like, bunch of candy. That's usually what I say.
I actually would prefer it without Santa. That way I know exactly who to hound for my presents. Santa ain't getting that shit. You are mom and you are dad. So, you know, I'm talking to you. They can't escape me. Santa's not around. So I can hold them accountable. I can be like, you know what that is? Wrong present.
Just be a snotty-nosed kid.
I kind of wish Santa was real because it would be cheaper for me when my kid asks for a $1,000 PC or whatever.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
No kidding.
I mean, he probably is real. He's probably just busy, you know, preoccupied trying to find some good snow. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's hard for to find Christmas. Nowadays. Everything's tainted with so much stuff. You got to go to the deepest reaches of the North Pole.
Mm-hmm. That he's chilling playing his flight simulator, you know? So I guess
I should ask, what are you guys hoping for Christmas this year?
I already know what I'm getting this year, so.
Oh, that takes away the fun.
I know, but I already know, because I literally only ask for, like, one thing every year.
Oh,
and I usually get the same things. I usually get a pair of socks, a pair of boxers, and then whatever I've asked for, plus candy and whatnot, but.
I always get fuzzy socks. Everyone gets me fuzzy socks.
Yeah, I just don't need that stuff anymore. Like, I literally went, I told my My parents, the last like two Christmases, like, I don't need socks or underwear. I have so many pairs of them that I haven't opened because I don't go through my socks like a madman. Like, but I am getting slippers and a robe.
That's nice. The nice robe's good.
Yeah, that's what's up. What'd you say, Cass?
The question that all females wonder about males: do you guys really make your underwear last and turn it inside out until you clean it?
Yeah, front back, inside out, front back.
And then if you can, if it gets stretched out, you can make it into a t-shirt or a tank top. Sometimes
just four times. Yeah. No,
talent and growth.
No. Men usually have a universal rule where once you take boxers off or underwear off, you don't put them back on. Like, that's a universal rule. At least, that's my universal rule.
It's a pretty good rumor
even out there, though.
I ever do that. Like, I have never reworn a pair of boxers that I've taken off. Have I worn a pair of boxers for 3 days in a row sometimes? Yeah, I have.
You have. That's the weekend, buddy. That's every weekend.
I never took them off.
Oh, my gosh.
And socks, now we know. Socks you can wear 2 days in a row as long as you don't work out in them. That's it. That's my universal rule. If that makes people grossed out, fuck off.
I'm disgusted with you. How dare you sick bastard.
But if you do any sort of working out and you wear the same stuff again, you're gross.
And you're going to smell it, dude.
Smell like it. Yeah. Different biology.
Sorry I asked that. Now I don't want to know.
It's you totally want to know.
Yeah.
The one thing you can do, like, one thing I've done is when I've had no clean boxers, this is a while back, I was like, fuck, all my boxers are fucking nasty. So I just went, I went commando.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you went to Walmart, bought more.
No, he went full caveman. He did a loincloth.
Yeah. Loincloth, yes. Give me a toga.
A kilt.
Wait, is that a toga? Is that a kilt?
It's a kilt.
What's going on under there? Yeah, you don't need to know that.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder how many people actually go commando. Like, if you're in Walmart, you're like, there's at least four people in here.
Man, wow. I know a lot of women that do.
Really? Well,
yeah, I do.
There are so many women that at least go braless. Like,
and I don't know.
Oh, that's so different.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I mean, different but similar. I mean, it's holding the girls in place. Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, definitely everybody's done it. Yeah. Everybody's done it.
I'm sure if Santa Claus is in the mall and he sees one of those girls that doesn't have something holding the girls in place, he's like, would you like to come sit on Santa's lap?
We could talk about the first thing that pops up.
Oh my, Anthony.
Sorry.
Don't worry, I'm not wearing any boxers.
Don't worry, that's just a candy cane.
Oh fuck.
You guys are terrible.
I'm just kidding.
You know, speaking of, I did want to talk about that. So you guys have kids. I think all of our listeners know that have heard some of our episodes. So I'm wondering, have you guys done the Santa in the mall thing where they sit on Santa's lap? Speaking of perverted, fucked up Santas, why don't we transition to your kids and Santa Claus in the malls? Yeah. Okay. I think about it, not that great. But anyway, have you guys ever done the Santa in the mall thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we've done it for the past 5 years. With
you do? Do the kids still like that shit?
Well, it depends. I mean, he just went with his school the other day.
To Santa?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't have to do it this year.
Score.
But I wasn't going to anyways, but you know, when you get to a certain age, you kind of stop doing that and you kind of have the talk. But I haven't met a creepy Santa yet.
They're usually really nice. I think
usually
I
you can
oldest.
Get like a vibe. Usually you can get a vibe from them and you choose whether or not. The first couple years was rough for I don't know. Most kids think Santa's terrifying in the beginning.
Felony offender Santa?
Yeah. Bad Santa.
How long were you in, Santa? Oh, no. Fuck.
He's got tattoos and stuff, too.
That's what I want to
see. Dude, I would trust that Santa. If they had tattoos, it'd be hilarious.
I am.
Santa with tats all over his face.
My oldest one to go see the Santa, but the main thing I did was you could write a letter and they had like a mailbox that you could mail your wish list to Santa. I always had my kid do that. That way I knew what he wanted for Christmas.
Yep. That's really smart. Yeah. I was just thinking of a badass Santa that's just had a hardcore life. You know, like how a lot of people get those blood tear tattoos. Most likely it's people that they've killed or something that they've done that's atrocious.
Or Santa, stuff they've dealt with, yeah.
Santa has those tattoos, but they're made out of cocoa.
Little cocos by the eyes. It's a little cocoa. Oh,
so awesome.
He changed it.
Santa's a badass.
Is he a badass? I don't know, man. Like, some Santas in malls, I would say he's a badass. But you know the Santa that, like, the kids all come in and fucking talk and blah, what do you want? You got to know that's got to be kind of shitty for some of them. Like, you got to love kids.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, you've got kids, like, peeing on you.
I'm sure that's happened.
You've probably got kids freaking out, screaming in your face, and you're like, fuck, man. Like, how, and they sit there for, like, hours dealing with all these kids. They've got to have seen some shit, quite literally.
Yeah. I guarantee they have. Absolutely. I think I have a family member that did it one year, but they're kind of like my great, what would they be? They may be like my great great uncle or something on like my mom's side. Uncle-in-law? I don't know. But
they did the Santa gig?
Yeah, they look a lot like them. They have a pretty big white beard, and they've done it before. I'm pretty sure. Like, I have a memory of me being a kid, and he was. I don't know. I bet he has some insane stories. I bet most of them do. Getting peed on would be absolutely horrible.
That would suck so bad. I would be like, I'm done.
Every day for Matt.
I'd be done anyway, but I'd be like, fuck this.
Yeah.
But it's my own kid.
Yeah, if it's your own kid, it's different. If it's someone else's kid.
Give him, like, the special... That's the next invention. The waterproof Santa costume.
There
just
you go.
Something that just wicks it right off. Boom. Nope, none of that comes through. That's still disgusting. I would lose my shit.
I don't know. Yeah. Some of these scenes in the malls that you see with the Santas look so cheap, too.
Right?
Like an afterthought.
I wonder, do the kids get... Some kids are assholes, too, right? Like, I wonder if, like, kids... Fucking with Santa, like pulling his beard and shit like that. Like, hey, Santa, just fucking with his face and stuff. Like, that'd be kind of fucked up too.
Oh, I bet a lot of them. I bet some snob kids, you know, if their parents aren't around, are jerks. You know, I bet there's ones that are like, you know, I know you're real. You know, I can go in like super ham, you know, and while there's other kids around,
the mom's not around. He's like, I know you're not real, and they're like, I know your mother.
Any of your listeners out there, and Santa.
Max, if you were Santa, you would be like, you're not getting your gift in their ear.
You're not getting your gift.
You're adopted or something terrible.
If you guys haven't seen it, and this is it's an animated movie, so Max is never going to see this, but it's called Klaus, and it's really good. It's a really good Christmas movie. It's like a darker history of how Santa began. It's really good. It's like Klaus. Tim Burton feeling, Klaus.
Oh, I like Tim Burton stuff.
Just, it's really good. Like, it's a very sweet tearjerker at times, but it actually is like, it's like very dark art kind of stuff like Tim Burton, but it's really well done. And it just reminds me of how there's a great balance between darkness and Santa Claus in Christmas.
Darkness and Santa Claus. You heard it here on Tales from the Tech Bench. Anthony explores darkness and Santa Claus.
Yeah, dude. Why do you think Krampus exists?
I get it. Wait, isn't the Krampus that horror movie?
Krampus is the, like, demon.
It's the evil. Isn't that from Russian, or is it Russian?
Is it?
I don't know. It sounds like. It sounds like Kraut, so...
I thought it was like German.
German or Russian?
I think
it's German.
German. I think
it must be German then. Whatever. One of them. The compass. That's fucked up, man. So here in the United States, and we're like, Christmas, Santa Claus. And they're like, the compass is going to fuck you up. Like, that's a completely different perspective.
Yeah, dude. I think, if you want to know my take, I think Krampus is the good guy. Santa Claus is the bad guy.
I thought Krampus like wanted to like hurt people or something. It was like the candy man.
I don't know. I'm just being a jerk.
How dare you.
But
Well, speaking of jerks, something that has nothing to do with jerks, do you guys do Christmas lights? Do you guys go look at them and that sort of stuff?
I used to. I don't really do that anymore. I had a girlfriend whose stepdad went all out with Christmas with one of those light sound board things where you play music and certain lights lit up, and it was like a huge thematic thing. I think he did Ozzy Osbourne's song too with it. But it was amazing. Like all of the lights, depending on the part of the song, would light up and do crazy events with that was like in sync with the song. It was cool. It was really cool. But other than that, no, I don't drive around anymore.
I used to, but I haven't this year. I would love to do. We have like a trolley tour in our city. That would be.
Oh, yeah. Have you been on it? Have you been on the trolley tour?
I have not, but I've wanted to. But it's not going to happen.
I have been on the trolley tour. The trolley tour is not bad. It's a little uncomfortable because the seats are made like from hardwood, so you're like no cushion.
That's part of the journey.
Experience. Yeah.
The fucking sore ass afterwards. Absolutely. Every good journey ends with a sore ass.
If you ever want to look at a house that goes all out with Christmas, you have to go to the town that's north.
North
from where we're at. Can't say it on here. Anyways, there's a guy he buys a new decoration every year, and he's been doing it for like over 30 years, and his entire yard is filled with light up figurines, and it's insane.
Wow.
Those ones that fill up with air that everyone throws in their front yard, I feel like that's a knockoff on Christmas decorations. They throw up like two blow up penguins and call it good.
There's one by me that has four or five of them that are just blown up in their yard, and that's it.
I feel like that's a lazy Christmas edition.
So you guys don't like the blow up. What do you guys like? I like the lights, like the cool patterns.
Yeah, I like the icicle lights, like things that just like accentuate the house a lot more, or the trees around the house.
I like classic.
Yeah, very classic-y. Yeah. You know, call me old, I guess.
Dad, you're old.
Yeah,
I don't know. My grandparents who live in Kentucky have I just have this nostalgic look from their house that they do every single year for Christmas. My grandma's, the house has 8 windows in the front. It's a very old house. Well, actually it's not that old. My grandpa built it, but
Is it like a Home Alone house where it's just very regal? Kind of
like the door is centered in the front facade and has two white pillars with the small little triangle awning over it, and there's 8 windows that are, there's 4 on each side, 2 on each floor that encompass the door, and each window has lights, white lights around the frame, and then in the middle of the lights is a candle, and pillars are wrapped in a spiral, and that's it. And that's been there.
Symmetrical homes like that.
Yeah, like it's extremely, like they don't do the garage because the garage is on the right side, and it having it just makes it off balance. But just having those lights set up like that just shows, it's just very simple, and it kind of outlines the house. I don't know, it's like really well done, really simple. So like anything that's like super simple and not over the top is really nice to me too.
Our houses here don't have character.
No, this house is Ouch. This house was built. This is off of a bit of a tangent. I never do this, but my grandpa built this house. He designed it. He had people come in and help him build it. And in the state that they're in, which I already said, but he built a laundry chute, which in
what you do
in safety concerns of houses back in the day, the laundry chutes were illegal because it was basically a chimney for if a fire were to start, and it brings air into places where air shouldn't be.
Oh.
And so, like, it was against the law. But my grandpa told the builders, hey, don't tell anybody, but build this into the house, and I'll add the ports later, like the little holes that you can shove the laundry into.
Air passageway.
And there's literally, the laundry's in the very basement, and it has the first floor and the second floor, and on the first and second floor, there's a chute that you just, like, push your laundry, and it goes straight down into a basket in the laundry. And it's just, like, this super simple idea that I absolutely love. You don't have to carry your laundry down two flights of stairs. It's amazing. Oh,
I have a funny story about a laundry chute.
And it's about a chimney. It's Christmas themed. You get it? I did it.
Crazy. Let's hear your story, Cass.
Oh, my ex shimmied up two floors and lost his footing and fell back down to the bottom. And there was a board there holding, it was the bottom of where the clothes would catch. It stopped at the counter height. And he broke through that board, and the bolts holding the board sliced his leg wide open.
Holy shit! So
he had a gnarly scar that he actually had a scar reduction surgery on, but it is gnarly looking. Cool story, though. Probably shouldn't shimmy up a laundry chute, but he was a little kid and looked fun.
Yeah, fuck it, you're a kid. You don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I would have done the same thing as a kid, and if I knew there was a laundry chute, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
I was invincible when I was a kid.
Right?
Mr. Yeah. Lightbulb.
So I fucking died and came back. Suck it, life or death.
Yeah, I've only ever seen one laundry chute, and I remember throwing stuff down it as a kid. It was fun.
There'd be so much weird shit down the laundry chute. Yeah, how did these crayons get in the laundry?
My brother and I, when we threw stuff down the laundry chute, we'd always try to race it down. Impossible, right? We would throw like a car down there, like a little toy Hot Wheel car, and when we throw it down, it would take like a second to fall to the basement, and we would run down the stairs and think that we almost beat it every single time. It was amazing.
Funny story too is my grandparents' laundry chute was down in the basement, and it was in the laundry room, and the laundry room had like a utility sink. And we had like a ton of family members visiting for Christmas one year, and all the bathrooms were used. And this particular family member was having an emergency and needed to go to the bathroom. So they were being wise and tried to use the utility sink. And I remember looking through the laundry chute and catching them.
Oh, no.
You guys have never like had to go to the bathroom so bad with nowhere to go and had to bail.
I can usually hold it.
Yeah, I got a pretty good control over my colon.
I felt so bad.
Plan to not do.
All the bathrooms were used by family members. They had no choice.
Hilarious.
Well, you know what?
Desperate times call for desperate measures. Okay, not everyone can just pee on a tree naturally. Jeez, guys.
Absolutely, you can. It's just not as clean.
Yeah, you just need to learn how to aim.
In the snow.
Yeah, that too. Write your name.
What? No.
Max, you only have three letters in your name. Anthony would have a harder time.
Yeah. Hey, that's why they named me that, so I could pee in the snow easier. You're like, burp, burp, burp. Done.
Done.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, all right. If you could add a reindeer to Santa's team, who would it be and why? I know it's a hard one, right?
It could be anything.
A new reindeer. Like, who would you add to the Santa's reindeer team? I mean, obviously, Cass is a big fan of Comet, but who would you add? Who's the new reindeer? Who's the 2023 first round draft pick for new reindeer on Santa's sleigh?
Well, wait. I need to know the originals again.
I know what they are. It's Dasher,
Donner, Blitzen. No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
There we go. See, I knew that.
And Rudolph, but
no, Rudolph's a bitch. Rudolph's probably over somewhere doing his own thing because he's got the light bulb. He thinks he's so special.
Hey, he's my kind of reindeer. He loves being flashy.
Flashy. All right. Come on, Cass. Now you know who there is. Who's the new one going to be?
Cynthia.
Cynthia. Okay, and tell us about the Cynthia reindeer.
I don't wanna.
Yeah, let's hear it. Come on. Reindeer Cynthia.
I don't wanna.
You gotta give us some backstory. So Rudolph's got a shiny nose. All
she
the other reindeer.
She micromanages all the other reindeer.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Typical. Just kidding.
The micromanaging reindeer. Cassie.
Santa would never get anywhere.
You have issues, Cass. I just want you to know that.
Can I change my answer?
Fuck no.
God, that's amazing. Oh, God.
Cynthia it is.
We need a female reindeer.
That's true. All these male reindeer.
Yeah, we need some estrogen in here.
Are you trying to tell me
someone we need
Vixen?
Someone to take charge, overstep boundaries, talk
Vixen
over
is not
people.
A, Vixen is a male reindeer?
I think they're all male.
Vixen? Who the fuck names a dude Vixen?
I've always thought every single reindeer was a male.
Well, that's just sexist.
Maybe
I would go with the name Clarice.
Clarice.
And she micromanages all the reindeer.
She micromanages the cannibalistic Santa Claus.
They could all be female. Maybe they're all female. Maybe all of Santa's reindeer are females. I could be a complete asshole.
I don't know. Rudolph looks like a male to me. Yeah, Rudolph. Rudolph.
Are they? Yeah, they are. Like, at least in the movies, right? Rudolph was a male?
I never said the movies weren't sexist either. What a
No, but shit. I'm saying, is Rudolph,
Rudolph
a male?
The male.
Yeah, like the old Rudolph, the red nose, was a male reindeer.
Rudolph, yeah.
Right? If I'm wrong, please let me know, because I don't know.
All right, so here's what I want. For our listeners, whoever listens, throw it up on social media. I want to see those reindeer names, and I want you to tell me if they're a male or a female, each fucking one of them.
Mine would be Arnold.
I don't know.
Why Arnold?
Because he'd be a buff-ass reindeer, and he'd get shit done in half the time. You know what that means? More eggnog for Santa.
They'd be like, I can take it. And he just gets that sleigh going everywhere.
Get to the sleigh!
Okay, if you were a reindeer, what would your name be?
I was a reindeer?
Based on your own personality.
Something like squirrel or ferret, probably.
I want to be called Crazy. Crazy, the reindeer Crazy.
I think my reindeer name would be Luna.
Luna? Wow. Because you
moon everybody. I got
That's
it.
That's right. Yeah. Can't help it.
Look! Up in the sky! Is that a... Oh, my God.
It's Buddha Luna.
That's a full moon up there. Shit.
Now I'm the runt of the pack.
Luna. Aww. That's a cool name. I like Luna.
What about you, Max? What's Santa's newest reindeer and why?
See, I think there's too many reindeer up in there. So I actually want, just mixed in there, I want a little pit bull named Charlie.
He
a little pit bull, like a little pit bull, like one of those cute little pit bulls. And like, just name him Charlie and be like, he can round up the reindeer. You know, maybe this Cynthia lady, she uses Charlie to kind of help wrangle him up and get him ready to go. Like,
you
hey,
go, Cynthia.
Go herd him, Charlie. And you know, she's like, you know, you're herding him all wrong. Let me show you. And she starts barking herself.
Wow.
In the mind of Max. The wonder.
I just love to see that. I love to see like a bunch of reindeer and a little pit bull.
What happens if you throw a stick?
That's how Santa gets the sleigh going, dude. He throws the stick. Charlie starts running. All the reindeer are like, oh, shit. Boom, everybody's gone.
What if he mistakes a stick for an antler?
Well, then that's just playful reindeer and pit bull fun.
This is a strange Christmas, guys.
Yeah, we're not really normal. Everybody knows that.
No one wants the same type of Christmas. That's boring.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, favorite Christmas drink, you guys.
Oh my God.
Mine's used to like for sure eggnog.
But yeah, that'd be eggnog too.
Yeah.
I can't drink like, that much anymore.
Yeah, I shouldn't, but I do. Eggnog is so goddamn good.
I have hot chocolate like every night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm drinking a hot chocolate right now.
Are you?
You know what? One of the best things, hot chocolate and brandy is so fucking good.
We're back on the tequila.
Have I been there? I've already been there before. So we used to go to a park where it was really fucking cold. And I'll just say it was Yellowstone. We went to Yellowstone in the winter. And Old Faithful, I don't know if you guys have ever been there or listeners, whatever. Old Faithful pops off like a little less than every hour or so.
Yep.
And it's timed. So what we do is we go out, we'd watch Old Faithful. Old Faithful would just burst up, boom! And then it would like rain down this glittering water flakes that all glistened in the sun. And at night it would create clouds. It's a badass place to be in the winter. But in between each big like thing, we'd go back to the room and we'd drink some hot chocolate and brandy. And it was so fucking good. So then, like, three like, bursts later, we're all fucking buzzed and drunk off our ass. Stumbling out to Old Faithful, like, oh, man.
Jesus.
It's amazing, though. It's amazing. Anyway, that's one of my favorite kind of Christmassy, wintry drinks.
Yeah, I don't drink too much alcohol during Christmas.
'Tis the season, though. I mean, makes better.
Eh, I don't know about that. I don't need to.
Well, where we're at, it's freaking cold.
That's true.
Anything that warms you?
Yeah. I don't drink nearly as much anymore. I can't take it. I can't take it.
I like three marshmallows in my hot chocolate. I'm complicated.
Wait, okay. Yeah, that's weird.
You like three marshmallows?
Three marshmallows.
Three also, big or small marshmallows?
The big ones.
Three big marshmallows? You're crazy. How much hot chocolate? Do you have like a 50% hot chocolate and 50% marshmallows in your mug? How do you fit?
I actually put a little more powder in there than I should.
How do you fit three big marshmallows?
It melts, dude. It melts into
don't
a
you
foamy...
have oversized mugs? Please tell me you don't use dinky mugs.
I use dinky mugs.
Matters.
I use dinky mugs.
Mug size matters. You heard it.
It actually does. Matters.
It does. I need the ultra big mugs because I drink a lot of coffee. Yeah.
How much coffee do you guys drink a day?
Two cups.
Too much.
How much do you drink? Come on.
Three cups.
You drink three cups of coffee? I don't drink coffee anymore. Fuck coffee.
Yeah, but I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, not so good there.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to listen to us talk about Christmas and Santa Claus and our travel through the Santaverse, which was kind of odd, but, you know, we got a good look at it. And we'll be back next week for our last episode of the season. Then we're going to go on break for a while, and then we're going to come back with video because we're absolutely crazy. You guys have fun. Are you guys ready for Christmas?
It was fantastic. I'm so ready for Christmas.
I'm not.
Yep. I got my mistletoe up. I got my stockings on. I mean, hung
your
up.
Stockings on.
And yeah, I'm just ready. I'm ready for it.
That's awesome. Well, me and you guys, you know, we want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening.
We appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year.
Have a happy holidays from all of us here, those from the Tech Bench. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.